Offline strategy number two, types of advertising that works for stylists. The four things you need to sell your services and products are: one, your actual service and products. You already have that. Two, a marketing message, your USP, your unique selling point. Hopefully you've figured that out by now. If you haven't, just let us know and we can help you with it. Number three, a target market. Who is your ideal client? What age are they? What sex are they? What income do they have? Where do they live, etc.? And then a delivery system of your marketing. A delivery system is a method to deliver your marketing message out to your ideal audience, information about your small business. What is a delivery system as it applies to a small business? Some examples are an ad in a magazine, a letter, an audio postcard, an email, a website, a recorded message, a voice broadcast, a newsletter. We intentionally left out brochures because later on we will tell you why you don't want to use them. Most stylists spend money delivering a lousy message, so you must have a great message and it has to match your market. You can have a great message but not deliver it at all, or deliver it to the wrong people, or you can have a lousy message and deliver it to the right people. You want to have a great message and deliver it to the right people. This is the only way you even have a chance of getting new clients cost effectively. You will waste tons of money and time trying to do otherwise. So if you don't have your message down, your USP, your unique selling point, or you're not sure who your market is, send an email into the office for help. Okay? There's three kinds of advertising. There are three kinds of advertising that you can do, but after we get done here explaining to you the differences, two of the three you will not want to do. In fact, you will want to avoid them like the plague. Image building type advertising. You see this all the time on TV. The company just wants you to know that they exist and they are a responsible company that cares about you, the environment, or whatever. They're not asking you to do anything like call them or go visit their website or store. Most of the commercials you see during the Super Bowl are image advertising. Advertisers know that you have a certain little space in your brain for the type of product they sell. They are trying to dominate that space with their product name and image. What is dominating your brain for cola right now? Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper? What is dominating your brain for insurance companies? Allstate, State Farm, Progressive, Geico? Mm-hmm. How about light beer? Is it Bud Light, Miller Light? How about cell phones? Is it Verizon, AT&T, or Sprint? You get the picture. Regular advertising. This could be a TV commercial, an ad in a paper, or any type of advertising where the company is asking you to go to the store and buy their specific product, or a local store having a sale and they are asking you to come into their store. You see this a lot with the big drug companies asking you to ask your doctor if you need their pill. The problem with this type of advertising is you really never know if they bought your product or went to you for the services because of this particular ad that you saw. So this type of advertising cannot be tracked. Most companies that do this type of advertising know that they are wasting a huge part of their advertising budget on ineffective ads, but they just keep doing it because in most cases the companies are huge, have deep pockets, and know they must advertise. You do not want to get involved in these two types of advertising that I just talked about. The only type of advertising you want to do is called direct response advertising, which is the only kind of advertising we will show you how to do. And all the direct response advertising we will give you and teach you is unconventional. Direct response advertising is when you get an immediate response from your prospect. It can be tracked back to a specific advertising you did. It is very trackable and measurable. So you know right away if it's working. And you know right away if it's not working. So you can stop it and stop wasting your money on it. Do something else that is working. Does that make sense? Here are some examples of direct response advertising. A voucher or a coupon that is redeemed. An ad that asks the reader to call for a free recorded message. A referral program. A postcard that asks the reader to go to your website or call your business. An email that asks the caller to visit your store if you have one for a special offer. an ad asking the reader to go to your website to get a free special report or newsletter, a DVD that informs and then asks the person watching to call for more information on a product or service that you offer, a letter explaining a promotion asking the reader to call. This is all direct response advertising, and it's the only advertising where you know if it works or if it doesn't work for certain. What we're going to be giving you and showing you has already proven to work in most cases. We say most cases because things change that we have no control over. If something does not work, you'll know right away and avoid spending lots of money on it. This is why it is important to be involved in our ongoing monthly membership program, because we will give you new stuff that is working and tell you to avoid something else because it has stopped working. Also, this is why we will spend upwards of $20,000 a year on our own marketing education, so we can find out about new stuff and then we can share it with you. So now we hope you fully understand that the only kind of advertising you'll be doing for your business is called direct response advertising, the unconditional way. By the way, this is the least expensive way to advertise. You will know for every dollar you spend how many dollars in services and products that you will get in return. Strategy number three, learn direct response marketing. You heard us talk about the importance of direct response marketing, but what is a direct response ad? A direct response ad meets all of the following criteria. Number one, it contains a headline. Number two, creates interest in the service or product. Number three, creates desire in the product prospect. Number four, has a specific offer. Number five, has a deadline or cutoff date. Most of the advertising that you're used to seeing does not meet all five of these points. The difference with direct response is that it's results oriented. The ads you usually see and hear, whether in magazines or newspaper or radio or TV, are known as institutional or image advertising. With these ads, there is no way of accurately tracking the response since there is no specific offer. Why do advertising agencies like institution image advertising? They can't be held responsible for zero results. If an ad campaign doesn't increase the sales, they blame it on the following: A, the economy; B, they tell you you need to run these ads that didn't work over and over again and suddenly they will work. Out of the two, the second is by far the worst. Ad agencies are notorious for that. It should be obvious that the theory is flawed. If an ad doesn't work once, there's no reason to think it will bring in tons of business the second time around. Perhaps a very small percentage of your response will come from people who have seen the ad before, but certainly not enough to justify wasting more money on it. Advertising agencies are more interested in being creative and cutesy than getting results for you. That's how they win advertising awards. Many of the ads that have won top awards didn't produce a substantial increase in sales. In fact, some actually decreased sales. We think this is ridiculous. They have forgotten that advertising is meant to do one thing and one thing only, and that's to get more clients for you. So the only real reason we advertise is that. We don't care about name recognition. We just want more clients. Massive companies like McDonald's, Levi's, Budweiser, Nike, Coca-Cola can afford to do name recognition. Their advertising budgets are so huge that they can waste some of it on ads that don't get direct results and still survive. Of course, if they use savvy direct response technique, they'd cut the waste and see better results. Small local businesses do not have that option. You as a stylist do not have that option. You cannot afford to waste marketing dollars on ads that don't pull in immediate cash. Direct response is result oriented. You know exactly how much money you made from each direct response method. Remember the five criteria of direct response advertising. To sum them up in a sentence, emotional direct response marketing gives your prospects something they want and tell them exactly what to do to get it. It creates compelling motivation to do business with you. It drives response. which leads directly to sales. Follow these rules when marketing. 1. Never do anything if you can't directly track the results. 2. Never run an ad a second time if it didn't work the first time. 3. Never fall in love with an ad. Many business owners and stylists starting out in direct response marketing break the third rule. It's fun to see your business name or your name in the media or come up with a clever concept, but it's a mistake to fall in love with any ad until you have tested it and you know that it pulls in clients. Remember, the purpose of the advertising is one thing: to get results. Strategy number 4, diversity equals stability. If you have one marketing strategy that is pulling in, let's say, $1,000 a month, which is entirely possible, it can be tempting to not do anything else. This is a mistake. This makes you very vulnerable. It's like putting all your eggs in one basket. If for some reason that strategy starts only pulling in half as much, say $500, you're in trouble. Yes, we keep telling you that these strategies are systems, that they are consistent results. This is all true, but there could always be some sort of change in one system over time. Things do change and things are bound to happen. If you have 15 different strategies to get new clients each month, that's better than one. The more reliable systems you have bringing in a steady flow of new clients, the more stable you will be. For an example, if you have 15 different strategies bringing in $2,000 a month and one stops working, you'll still be fine. But if you only have one that stops working, you're in big trouble. We're telling you this because these strategies are extremely powerful. One strategy could easily bring you in $1,000 or more a month. It'll be tempting just to do that one, but don't. Diversify. You will be bigger, your business will be bigger, better, and much more stable. Take a look at the business model on the next page in your manual in this section. There are several offline and online ways to get new clients. Use as many as you possibly can. Strategy number 5, direct mail. Direct mail, when done right, is one of the most powerful ways to market your small business. That's why it's so popular. According to a study by McCann and Erickson, this year alone, there will be $32.4 billion spent on direct mail. In comparison, only $11 billion will be spent on TV advertising for the top 4 TV networks. There wouldn't be that much money spent on direct mail if it didn't work. So why do most stylists think the direct mail is a waste of time and money? They don't know, one, they don't know how to use it. They've never had any instructions on how to use it. 2, they send a flyer, as you know by now, 99.9% of flyers don't cut it. Or 3, they send it to a bad list. The list, the people who you send your letter to, is just as important as the letter itself. Many people overlook this. There's one small business owner who learned the hard way. She had written a pretty good sales letter, not great, but pretty good, but she was getting zero response. Not some, not a little, but zero. Who was she sending her letter to? She didn't know. She had bought a zip code zone list. Finally, she went to check out the area of the zip code she had purchased and let us describe it for you. Run down, tiny houses with peeling paint and broken porches, junk just strewn across the front yard, and in a car and a cement blocks in the driveway. The people who lived there were dressed in stained t-shirts. It was not a desirable area. Are these the type of people who will most likely buy your services? Probably not. So the list is very important. So let me just recap. Here's why most small business owners or stylists fail at direct mail. 1, no direct mail expertise. 2, bad sales letter. 3, bad list. In our program, you're going to find on Member Central a tab called New Mover Client Attraction Program. Make sure you go to that tab and you open up that page and read all about our New Mover program and get involved with that ASAP. It will pay huge dividends for your business. Everything is very self-explanatory on that page. So go ahead and do it. Get it done. Strategy 6, get them to open your mail. People will never read your letter if they never open up your letter to begin with. So you have to make it look like personal mail, because most people, when they get their mail, they divide it into three piles. A pile is all personal mail. B pile is their bills. And C pile is everything else, their junk mail, etc. And you know what happens to their junk mail, right? It goes into the trash without even being opened most of the time. So if you want your letter to get open, you have to make it look like a personal mail. You want to make it look like it's coming from their little old grandmother. You do this by handwriting the address, using a stamp, not metered, and use colors. If you don't, you risk your letter getting thrown out along with all other junk mail without even being opened. Okay, so make sure that you follow the instructions in the New Mover program, like I referenced in the last strategy, and also the client reactivation letter, the zombie letter. You are going to use this strategy when you send those letters out. Strategy number 7, the 11 biggest direct response mistakes made by small business owners and stylists like yourself. This strategy is about the 11 biggest direct response mail mistakes made by small business owners and stylists like yourself. Why are these important for you? Because this is the foundation to becoming a great marketer. And when you become a great marketer, there is no limit as to the amount of money you can make and freedom you can have. That's what this ultimately is all about, right? And let me make you a bold promise. Once you learn and fully understand the power of these marketing principles, you will know more about emotional direct response marketing than 99.9% of all small businesses. So let's take a look at those 11 biggest mistakes. Number 1, the offer looks like junk mail. Has to look like personal mail. Number 2, not having a headline or having a lousy headline. When we write a headline, we normally spend half of our time developing the headline. In fact, typically, we'll write about a dozen headlines before we settle on the one that we think will get the best response. The headline is the most important part of direct mail letter. It will grab the reader's attention and pull them into what you have to say. Number 3, lack of testimonials. What your current clients say about you is 10 to 20 times more believable than what you could ever say about yourself. No offer or a lousy offer. It is costly to get a new client. What will make someone respond? Well, I'll tell you one thing. There's no way that someone will respond to a lousy offer, or worse yet, no offer. Number 5, no deadline or a wimpy deadline. People are natural procrastinators. Unless you motivate them to respond now, they never do. A deadline is what makes them respond to a deadline, creates fear of losing out on a particular offer or an opportunity. Number 6, focus on the business instead of the WIIFM. Many times you'll see business advertising and all it says is how wonderful the business is. It talks about how many years they've been in business or the friendly service or the big selection. But what about what the client really wants? Clients only want one thing, WIIFM, what's in it for me? Number 7, trying to accomplish multiple things. An ad should try to, a letter or an ad or any kind of marketing or advertising piece should try to accomplish one thing, and that's getting a client. Number 8, lack of a guarantee or a wimpy guarantee. This is a very simple concept, but often scares people to death. Study after study has proven that the better the guarantee, the more people will buy. And sure, some will take advantage of your guarantee, but they are insignificant to the number that will buy more. If you can't guarantee your products and services, then find something else to do. Failure to tell your story. Clients and prospects like a story. They want to hear why you are making the offer that you're making. It seems to add credibility, and when they believe you, they respond better. Cute. Why is so much advertising cute? two reasons. First of all, cute advertising is the type that wins awards, and ad agencies like to win awards in order to help them pitch new clients. Also, advertisers like cute advertising because they think it gets them remembered. Well, let me ask you a question. Can you give me the names of the advertisers that spent over $1 million each during the last Super Bowl in order to air their 30-second TV commercial? Bet you can't name more than one or two. Study after study has proven that the type of advertising that sells is still emotional, direct response advertising, and not the cute brand type. Number 11, and final, the sequence. Just because a prospect did not respond to your letter the first time does not mean they will take you up on your offer. Sometimes they intended to respond but got distracted and forgot, so they need to be reminded again. From all the mailings that we've done, you can expect the response from your first offer to double, 100% more, with your second and third mailings combined. You must follow the sequence and mail out at least three times. Strategy number 8, headline tips guaranteed to work. As we discussed in the past, the headline is the most important part of your ad. Without a good headline, you'll lose prospective clients instantly and your ads will bomb. Here are 7 quick headline tips that can double or triple your response rate. Number 1, how to. It's a tested and proven winning way to begin a headline. Another, can't go wrong. This headline technique, it is to use the word free somewhere in your headline. It's still one of the most powerful words in advertising. New is yet one more proven response boosting word that you can test in your headlines. Try to use you in your headline whenever possible. Tests have shown that it alone can boost response. Another surefire way to create a good headline is to ask a question that evokes a yes answer. 6, a guarantee. Using a guarantee in your headline can double response or more. People don't want to feel like they're going to get stuck with a lemon and they have been ripped off too many times in the past. So guarantee your services and products. Number 7, everyone wants to know a secret. Use it in your headline and watch the response rates soar. Combine some or all of these like we did in the headline at the top of this page for a very powerful headline and test the different headlines. The difference between an average headline and a good one can be the difference between getting 2 or 3 clients and a dozen of them driving across town to visit you. Strategy number 9, print advertising. I've already warned you not to be like most small business owners or stylists who try to accomplish too much with their advertising and end up with something boring that doesn't connect with anyone. We also told you why direct response advertising will get you better and quicker results for less money. Now I'm going to show you how to use those techniques and create strong, focused print ads that demand attention. Small direct response ads that produce big results. Remember that one of the keys to successful marketing is to be different. How is anyone going to notice you if you don't stand out? In print ads, you do this by having an attention-grabbing headline. Why? Because you have less than 1 second to catch someone's attention. So once you get their attention, you have to offer them something for free or of good value, and you have to make it easy for them to get it. Your headline needs to stop them dead in their tracks, because once they move past your ad to something else, they'll most likely never come back. Then you need to make that irresistible free or high-valued offer that will capture them. Your headline summarizes the one thing you want to do in your ad, and remember, doing too much is deadly. So if you don't have a great headline, your ad will get lost in the clutter of all the other ads. What does a great headline look like? Well, in the manual, in this section number 9, you'll see a list of 100 of the greatest headlines ever written. So when and if you do a print ad, make sure you go to their manual and you read those 100 list of 100 headlines that is guaranteed to work for you. Also, you are going to find in that section at the end of that section is actual ads that we have written for your business. So you can go in that section 9 print ads and actually grab ads that were actually written for our industry and use them in your print ads. Strategy number 10, yellow pages. Advertising in the yellow pages has changed a lot in the past decade because of the internet. It is much easier and faster to just do a search on Google, Yahoo, Bing, or some other search engine for what you're looking for. Some areas of the country have even stopped delivering these automatically to homes in order to conserve resources. They now require you to request a yellow page book if you want it delivered. As a result, fewer and fewer people are using the yellow pages. In fact, many younger people don't even know what the yellow pages are. For you, this means a lower response if you choose to run a yellow page ad. With this in mind, it is still worth it to advertise in the yellow page. Is it still worth it to advertise in the yellow pages? And the answer to that question is yes, if it makes you money, and no, if it doesn't. Remember one of the most important business sayings: if you cannot manage what you cannot do, what you cannot or do not measure. So the only way to figure out if it's worth it to you to track your profits your ad brings you versus the cost. That's the only way. Track your ad versus the cost, the profits of what the ad bring you. If you're just starting out, consider testing a very small ad for your first year and use the ads in the previous strategy, number 9, under print advertising for your yellow page ads. Strategy number 11, how to get your yellow page ad to your target market without paying the yellow page company. There's another very effective way to get your yellow pages to your target market, your yellow page ad to your target market, without giving the yellow page company a ton of money every month. This strategy to this will shock you. Are you ready? Don't advertise in the yellow pages. Now wait a minute. You're probably saying, how are local customers or prospects supposed to find me? All my competitors are in the yellow pages. Now I think you've totally lost your mind. It must be the heat, right? Wrong. I'm going to show you right now how to get in the book without paying and multiply your response results up to 20 times for a fraction of the cost of a yellow page ad. By the way, the last time we looked into the yellow page advertising in my town, it was $50,000 for a full page ad. That's 50 grand. That's a lot of money. So before I tell you this one little strategy that can transform your bank account, I want to clear up some realities about yellow page advertising, okay? Most yellow page advertising does not work because it is missing all the elements of a successful ad. An ad in the yellow pages is no different than any type of print ad. The paper is printed on as yellow. That's it. Yellow page ad reps don't know squat about advertising. All they want you to do is buy the biggest ad because their commissions are bigger. Most big companies have their advertising agencies design their yellow page ad. Advertising reps don't know squat about effective trackable advertising. So the first question an advertising company will ask you is, what is your advertising budget? You tell them and they proceed to spend all of it with little tangible results. So if you're interested in this strategy, it's really cool. It's completely ethical. And, you know, it's probably better suited for salons and spas, but, you know, I think as a stylist, you need to hear this as well. So design your ad like we showed you how to design it and print it on yellow newspaper, just like a full page ad in the yellow page book, and mail it to your surrounding area with a letter in it that is contained in the manual. Change it for your business, whatever your town is. This letter is also found in the manual. It's found in the manual. I don't want to read this letter now. It's basically, I'll read you the headline. Our recent screw-up saves your town here, whatever it is, whatever your target market is, women, men, mothers, etc., big money. That's the name of the letter. You send that letter out with your yellow page ad. Basically, it's saying that the company didn't put your ad in the yellow pages, and to insert it in the yellow pages as a standalone ad. So it's a really cool strategy. It's more for salons and spas, but I thought as a stylist, you'd want to hear it as well. Strategy number 12, personal letters work, fancy brochures don't. Fancy three-color brochures are very expensive. You have to get at least 1,000 of them printed at once, and then you have your money tied up in inventory. So why brochures don't work? Why don't they work? They scream sales message. This is a huge turnoff for prospects who don't like feeling like they're being sold to. Have you seen the cartoon with General Patton? Patton is in the middle of a huge battle, and a man comes up to him with a box full of guns. Patton says, "I don't have time for a salesman right now. I'm in the middle of a war." You see, even if you have exactly what a prospect needs, if they think you're a salesman, it will be difficult to get through to them. It's the same thing with your sales message. A brochure is immediately recognized as a sales message. It's fancy but boring. Number two, you can't cheaply or easily change your message. When you buy a bunch of brochures, you're stuck with that message. The problem is things change all the time. Maybe you decide to discontinue a service or a product or an offer, or you have an offer that's something new, a new service. Maybe you even stop doing a service completely, like nails or pedicure, something of that nature. Things change. Now you're either giving out a brochure with inaccurate information, or you have to pay a lot of money to get it redone. And who knows when that one will become out of date, the one that you had redone. So it's a constant flow of giving away money that's a waste, that's a complete waste. Number three is you can't cheaply test it. You should always test all of your marketing. With brochures, you spend a lot of money on something before you even know if it works. The initial investment is too high. If it doesn't work, you wasted all that money. So why do letters always get a better response than a brochure? Number one, letters look and feel personal. People think of letters as personal and brochures as sales. Number two, letters are very inexpensive. The cost per letter is tiny, but it can be easily generate more response than a brochure. Instead of being limited by a print shop's minimum order, you can get as few or as many done at a time as you need. Instead of tying up your money in inventory with a pile of brochures sitting in your storage room, you'll have all the marketing dollars out there working for you. Number three, letters are easily changed. If something about your business changed, you can quickly and easily and inexpensively change your sales message. Number four, if your letter didn't work as well as you'd like, you can easily improve it. Letters have no waste. Let me drive home this point by asking you a question. Have you ever picked up a brochure and read it from beginning to end? My guess is probably no. Have you ever read a personal letter from beginning to end? My guess is you do this all the time. Your clients and your prospects are just like you. So stop using brochures that no one reads and start using letters and consumer awareness guides that have a strong message and show the client how they benefit them. Strategy number 13, consumer awareness guide and message. Consumer awareness guides and message are educational marketing pieces that help consumers choose a good business in your category. You use your knowledge as a business owner or stylist to offer the expert advice on being a savvy consumer. Of course, these are also great tools to get new clients. There is a separate module on Member Central that came with your program on this. Make sure you use these tools. Some stylists have procrastinated when it comes to using these tools. That is a big mistake. You should be setting this up and using them in all of your marketing right away. Strategy number 14, referrals. So why referrals? Referrals are the fastest, easiest way to double your business. What would happen if you could get all your current clients to refer just one new person? You'd have twice the business almost overnight at little cost to you. Is it really difficult? It may seem impossible if you're someone who hates soliciting for referrals, but it's probably a lot easier than you think. You just have to take the initiative Don't leave it up to your clients to do everything on their own. Reward referrals. Make it a priority. Most businesses rely heavily on referrals, but don't do anything to encourage encourage them. You should aim all your efforts at getting referrals. Why? A referred client is a much better client. One, they cost less to acquire. This is very important. Anything you can do to get your cost per client down is great. Two, they are much less price resistant because someone they trust referred them. They really want your service. Number three, they are more likely to refer since someone else referred them. Number four, they are less likely to complain and are easy to please. If something does go wrong, referred clients are more understanding. For all those reasons, you should make getting referrals your number one priority. This just won't happen overnight like anything else. You have to make it happen. There's a separate module found on Member Central called Referral Magic. Make sure to follow the plans we've laid out for you and get this working for your business right away. Strategy 15, networking. Do it right or don't do it. What we mean by this is, for some people, networking will be a great opportunity to promote and grow your business. For others, it will just take away time they could be spending on other strategies. One type of person goes to meetings, parties, and events and interacts with everyone they see. They talk to strangers, get to know them, and enthusiastically discuss their business. Many of the contacts they make become clients. Another type goes to the same event and only talks to the people they already know. They don't introduce themselves to strangers. They might consider themselves shy, quiet, or reserved. If this type of person sounds like you, then network all you can. If you're more like the second group, don't feel bad about it. This is just the way you are. Figure out where your strengths and focus your time and energy there. Can someone learn to network? Of course, but it takes work. And frankly, with all these great strategies you have now, you don't need to network. If networking works for you, the rewards can be great. If not, don't get stressed out about it. There are plenty of other strategies that you can use. Strategy number 16, never rely on walk-ins again. You'll never build a highly profitable business by relying on walk-ins. Trying to lure people in off the streets by advertising low prices is a game you just can't win, and relying strictly on walk-ins doesn't cut it. Sure, the occasional walk-in can help on a slow day when a regular client cancels, something of that nature, but they're not the high-quality clients you need to build the successful business you want. You certainly shouldn't base your entire business model on walk-ins by renting an expensive location in a mall in hopes of drawing in shoppers. Let me explain. Offering low prices to entice people into your business will get people in the door, but not the people you want. These clients will be coming in solely based on price. You haven't educated them on the value and benefit of your extraordinary service, so they won't be willing to pay what it's really worth. Another problem is that mall traffic fluctuates greatly throughout the year. Finally, it's extremely expensive to rent a space in a mall. High cost, low profits. That's not the recipe for success. The walk-in strategies will cost you in the long run and make it harder to build up your business. If you rely on it, you'll most likely be in the same place in 5 years as you are now. We're sure you won't be surprised to hear that direct response marketing is a much better way to build your high profits business. With a well-executed direct response plan, you'll attract high-quality customers or clients who return again and again. Your schedule will be too full to take many walk-ins. Instead, your days will be booked up with qualified clients who are willing to pay the price you deserve. So stop relying on walk-ins if you are now and start direct response marketing and join the top 1% of all stylists. Strategy 17, hold workshops. Free workshop is a great way to stir up interest in yourself and your business and the products and services that you offer. By sharing a little bit of your expertise, you get a chance to reach potential clients. We do not recommend just putting an ad in the newspaper and hoping people show up. It's too expensive and hardly anyone will come. So how do you get prospects to attend? You go through organizations, clubs, and associations. diet centers, weight watching meetings, things of that nature. You give a workshop especially designed for them. This gets their members interested in your services and products, and many of the attendees will become clients. This is a very cost-effective method for you. The organization will supply the meeting room. They will do most of the advertising for you through their meetings and newsletter. In return, you provide interesting information, and you can also offer to make a donation to the organization and provide a special deal for its members. So how to get into the organization? Call the organization and ask for the person in charge of educational programs. You need to explain how their organization will benefit, or they won't be interested. Ask the person if you could come over and discuss a workshop with them. Most people will be more than happy to give you a few minutes of their time. Explain the whole thing to them. The best way to offer a benefit for their organization is to donate a certain percentage, say 5% of the work you get because of the workshops, to the organization. Then also offer a discount to all their members, such as $15 off or 10%. This way, the organization can see that they will be making money and offering something of value to their members. Also, tell them exactly what their members will learn, even if they don't use your service. You should tailor each workshop to the specific organization, whatever they are interested in. Once you set up the workshop, work on promoting it with them. You should give them all the materials. Don't count on them to write effective direct response marketing. Chances are people won't show up. Instead, do it yourself and present it in an interesting direct response way that will make people want to come. For example, if they're going to put an article in their monthly newsletter, you should write it and give it to them. If they're going to announce it at a meeting, you should write the announcement. You should ask people to sign up at least 1 week in advance. Either the organization can take reservations or you can. Usually the organization is willing to take them, just ask. This allows you to prepare in advance and bring the right number of handouts, etc. Some of the best organizations to ask include churches, diet centers, health clubs. Places with a high senior citizen membership are great too. Anywhere you might find people interested in your services. And just don't be afraid to ask. Strategy 18, charity programs. Working with charities can help you generate business while improving your visibility and reputation. However, it's important not to do this solely for business reasons. You must be truly interested in the charity. People are very sensitive about businesses that want to use the charity for their own benefit. You could end up hurting yourself more than helping. Also, charity events can be a lot of work, so you need to be willing to put in the time. If you're really sincere, there are many things you can do for a charity, and here's an example of that. Workshops, events, promotion. One, a workshop. You can hold a workshop and make a donation just like we talked about in the last strategy. In this case, the organization is a charity. Number two, event. A charity event can give you a chance to connect with a lot of people, and it doesn't have to cost too much. For example, you can sponsor a golf tournament with the proceeds going to charity. Each golfer donates $50 to $100 to be in the event. Ask the charity to advertise and promote it. But just like the workshops, you should write the actual ads. Three, promotion. A promotion is just sending a sales letter to all the charity members, donors. Of course, you can use the three-letter sequence that we talk about. Call the charity and find the person in charge of the promotion and ask to meet her. Explain that you want to send a letter to all their members offering them a free service or discount. Tell her that you will donate a percentage of the sales you get from the letter to the organization. Sometimes you can convince the charity to pay for the postage. Sometimes the charity will split it with you. And once in a while, the charity will insist that you pay for all the postage. If they do, you can take that amount out of the amount being donated to charity. Make sure the letters go on the charity's letterhead and envelope. It helps to get the coordinator to write a cover letter endorsing your business as well. You can even offer your services to the people at the charity office for free. This definitely helps. This way, the charity is confident in your work and they get something out of it right away.